The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy, all. Welcome to your Monday installment of The News Show. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's time to get the week started. As always, though, it's the 9th of September, 2019. All the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Apple event. Yep, just a couple of days away. And for the first time ever, you're actually not going to just need an Apple device to actually watch it. Nope, this time it's going to be in full live scale on YouTube. Yeah, YouTube. It's not too often we see Google and Apple coming together and saying, yeah, okay, let's do this. But it is going to happen, making it the first time Apple has ever streamed one of its company's events on YouTube. Apple's saying that they hope by doing this, it will greatly expand the number of people to view the stream. And now, I kind of misspoke a little bit at first. Windows 10 users, actually way back in 2015, as long as you had the Edge browser, of course, could have watched that Apple event then. But now it isn't going to matter what browser you're using. As long as you got a YouTube app installed, you'll be able to see all the crap that's coming. Mozilla's really revving up Firefox privacy protections. The next one? Well, they're going to make DNS over encrypted HTTP plus the default setting starting in late September, making your browsing a lot more private and secure, with a heck of a lot fewer chances of DNS hijacking. You know, the little thing they like to do so they can kind of monitor what the heck you're doing. And when I mean they, usually it has to do with ads. Now, not every request will use HTTPS. Mozilla's actually going to use a fallback method that will revert your operating systems to the default DNS if there's either a specific need for them or just a lookup failure. All in all, at the end of the day, if it makes browsing a little bit more secure, starting to look like Firefox may be the browser of choice in the very near future. Google Assistant. Not only can it now book your appointments, it can also take your phone calls too. Looks like the assistant on the upcoming Pixel 4, it'll actually have the option of taking over when, say, you're on hold. Then, once you're off hold, it'll actually bring you back into the conversation when the other person on the line answers. Meaning you don't have to sit around and listen to that horrible on-hold music. Nah, the assistant will listen for you and say, hey, check it out, the caller's back. Apparently also, if you've got no on-hold music, say you've just got that stupid, very annoying, your call is very important to us. Yeah, like it is. Apparently, the algorithm will be able to detect that. And if it keeps looping that over and over, once it goes away, then you can take your call. Now, like I said, it is coming to the Pixel 4, but I don't think it's going to be ready for when it actually launches. It's still in a little bit of beta testing right now. Might be a few weeks or a few months before it actually hits the phone. And finally, boy, I tell you what, you get into heavy gaming. Have you ever destroyed a controller? Now, that's really heavy gaming, I know. I've never done it personally, but I've known people that have. This could be actually very beneficial to them, because it looks like Nintendo is working on a bendable Switch controller. Yes, you heard me correctly. If you really get into gaming, you just bend it, you're really rough on your controllers. Yeah, Nintendo might have you covered now. What it looks to be with Joy-Cons with hinges, meaning the top half of the controller would bend to provide you with a more flexible grip. And this apparently would work if the controllers are attached or not attached at all. Apart from that, though, they look like the basic old controllers that you know and love right now, just with a flexible circuit board inside. Now, of course, no date has been announced on when these things would be coming out. It's just a patent for right now. So in the meantime, just don't play with heavy hands, or you're just gonna have to go buy some new controllers. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, of course, is our official website. Subscribe to our podcast over there and do so much more. Also, while you're checking stuff out, check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And, of course, join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.